We are today facing a massive expenditure of public money by the Rudd government in rectifying a global economy which is in meltdown because of the capitalist business houses, the mega money barons in New York, who for their own greed, self-interested and short-sighted self-investment have brought great hardship, great difficulty, great distress to people right around the planet. My word to the Prime Minister of this country is you cannot put the fate of the planet aside while you deal with the problem created by the finances houses on Wall Street. And getting out of that problem must be a green solution which takes account of every one of the 7 billion people of this planet and their future and their children and their grandchildren, as well as all of the rest of life which we share on this beautiful green planet of ours here on Earth. People around the world are on the move. I haven't felt this mood amongst people of defiance, distress, opposition, and we are going to change you to the leaders of the world since the late 1960s. There is a change of mood in the air because the people are so far ahead of the blinkered politicians who in this country, and I include the Rudd government, are under the thumb of the coal industry, the logging industry and the big mining investment houses. Let's look at climate change and the total failure of Prime Minister Rudd to tackle it. And that package before Christmas where he said 5% will do, but if you look carefully, we can get that through. The big corporations can go overseas and buy somebody else's forests and do nothing here. In fact, we can increase greenhouse gas emissions in Australia under the Rudd formula and say we're addressing climate change. Well, come on, Kevin Rudd. It's time you got your head out from under the coal industry and thought in the fresh air of the people of Australia and with the people of the planet. Number one, energy efficiency. We all know, and we've known for decades, that if you stop the waste of energy and the incentives that the big coal corporations give to people, we can reduce the burning of coal by 30% overnight through an energy efficiency program which creates jobs, thousands of jobs. Secondly, renewable energy. We have here the sun, 93 million miles away, and that's close enough, but it gives us life and it gives us the answer to the global problem of climate change. That sun's streaming down. It's saying, catch me. I will provide life and security, not just for you, but for your grandchildren and for all other creatures on this planet. And the coal industry says, no, we'll dig up the forests of some past era and burn them and put that into the atmosphere to block the sun, giving that energy free to us, saving, secure to this planet. This country has the world's best solar technology. I recently put a solar hot water service on our house. Australian technology imported from China. Now, good on the Chinese, but that should be made here in Australia, creating Australian jobs, Australian export income, and stimulating Australian business. And I say to Kevin Rudd, if you don't have a solar hot water service on every house and building in Australia in today's package to stimulate the economy, you don't get it. You don't get it. And with that renewable energy, we can displace coal right across this country within a generation, and we should do it. Then we go to forests. And I've told the Prime Minister this. If you were to end the destruction of our grand forests from the Tiwi Islands to Tasmania to Western Australia overnight, you wouldn't be looking at a perhaps 5%. You would reduce greenhouse gas emissions from this country by a massive 18%. 18%, four times the outcome of that puny announcement before Christmas, even if it was realised. And instead,
the creation of jobs because people from all around the world want to go to forests, want to know where we come from, want to know why this girl is on our ears, want to know why our eyes are inset, want to know why we walk upright, want to know why we have hands which can grip branches. Well, I can tell you, it's because we come from forests. And if we lock down the forests and destroy them, we destroy the avenue to our own origin. We destroy our own cradle. This country needs the leadership to lead the world. We have more resources per head of population than any other place on the planet. We are the sunny country. We should lead the sun-drenched revival of this planet's fortunes. The technology for solar power is here now. We're not waiting for some carbon capture and storage which can't be retrofitted to coal power option that this government has put $500 million of money, taxpayers' money, into instead of into the solar industry. We Greens are on the move. We want to represent you in a new parliament in which the Greens are heading for a government because the old parties cannot reform themselves. They will not do it. Don't live in hope for them. There is a people's movement here, and in a democracy, that requires a change of the political order in our parliaments at local, state, federal and international level. And we are determined to be part of that, to lead that replacement process. We will tackle this government and the Turnbull opposition at every turn in this Senate, not just for our electorates, not just for the people of Australia, not just for our children and our grandchildren, but for all life on this planet, because it is at stake and in our generation. No generation can come back and alter this if we let this opportunity go by. We are into cataclysmic climate change now. It's upon us. It's not coming. It is here. And it is our job to confront the reality of that and lead the world out of that disaster. Nothing less than that will do, and we promise you nothing less than action on that basis. Ladies and gentlemen and children, let me say this. You, in a democracy, are the driving power for change. You decide who represents you in this parliament. We must not be cajoled by $100 or $500 handouts on the way to elections. Our job is to vote to save the planet, and that begins here in Australia. This is a monumental task, but the people are ahead of the politicians. We have faith in you. Our job is to give you faith in us.